بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله عنه قال: كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر فقال: إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون هذا القمر، لا تضامون في رؤيته، فإن استطعتم أن لا تغلبوا على صلاة قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها فافعلوا. متفق عليه. وفي رواية: فنظر إلى القمر ليلة 14. هذا جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله تعالى عنه رويت that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he looked at the full moon. So in the next riwayat it is mentioned, فَنَظَرَ إِلَى الْقَمَرِ لِلَةَ أَرْبَعَ عَشَرَ. It was the 14th night. 14th night, the full moon. Everybody can see it. It's quite bright. So Rasulullah sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ. That verily you will see your Rabb. كَمَا تَرَوْنَ هَذَا الْقَمَرِ. How you are watching and seeing this moon on the 14th night of the month. Person can see the full moon quite bright. So like how easily we are seeing this moon tonight, you will see Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirah just like that. لا تضامون في رؤيته. You will not overcrowd and push one another in seeing Allah Ta'ala. From wherever the person is standing, like that we can see the 14th full moon very easily. We don't have to jostle, we don't have to push, we don't have to hurt any person. Like that, on the day of Qiyamah, the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not overcrowd when seeing Allah ta'ala. Then Rasulullah said something very important, that if it is possible for you, in other words, you should try your endeavor, your best and your fullest, أَنْ لَا تُغْلَبُوا عَلَى صَلَاةٍ قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا فَفْعَلُوا. That if it is such that you are not going to become overwhelmed to the point of missing salah before sunrise and before sunset, then do so. In other words, you must not miss our fajr salah and our asr salah. These are two very important salat, like how all the other salat is extremely important. But here we mentioned this entire chapter. Imam Bukhari, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has emphasized performing fajr and Asr Salah, and we gave the reason because generally Fajr is after a person wakes up at night, he's fast asleep. Sometimes the person is lazy, or he oversleeps, or he does not want to wake up. And the person who wakes up for his Fajr Salah, there is great reward. And also Asr Salah, we said that's the time when people are just closing the shops and they're going back home. So people generally become lax in these two Salah. The other Salah, the people are awake and they easily perform the Zuhr and Maghrib and Isha. But when it comes to Fajr and Asr, generally the person becomes lax. Therefore, these important virtues have been mentioned. So some ulama have explained that, inshallah, if a person makes sure that he performs his Fajr and Asr Salah, then he will also be seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll get this virtue of seeing Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وعن بريدة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ترك صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله. رواه البخاري. هذا بريدة رضي الله عنه has mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who misses his asr salah, then all his good actions have become destroyed. In other words, you did so much of good deeds, but because you missed asr salah, you omitted asr salah, this is a major sin, and this will destroy all the good actions that you have done. So again, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make sure that we are paabandh with all our five times salah, and especially these two salah that have been mentioned in winter days, winter months, and when Fajr is becoming earlier and earlier, then people become lax. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of becoming amongst those who establish salah and who are mindful for salah. Not just read salah, slapdash, and just come last minute. You should try and come early and fulfill all the sunnat of salat, etc., and adab and etiquettes, and read salat with feeling. As mentioned in the past also, that sajda we make before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy the sajda. Enjoy the ruku. Enjoy the quma and jalsa. It mustn't just be some actions, we're going so fast, not reading with khushu and suru and khulu and khushu. We should read with humility and feeling that we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are making his ibadah. We are his slaves, and Allah is our master. Allah give us tawfiq, make amal. Wa afru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.